It's possible that Wisconsin troops could be headed to the U.S.-Mexico border. Governor Scott Walker announced Monday that he's on board with President Donald Trump's proclamation calling for National Guardsmen to be stationed there. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, such deployment is not unprecedented, but opponents in Wisconsin say it's not needed now.
Governor Walker is Commander-in-Chief of the Wisconsin Army National Guard. He indicated on Monday that he not only supports President Trump's plan to send guardsmen to the border, but also says if it were up to him, he would take things one step further.
The federal government should actually put training posts for our military, active duty guard and reserve, along the border in a way that just seems logical. Put people down there to train at the same time they can be there to make sure that they're a deterrent to those causing havoc along the border.
That was Governor Walker speaking on WISN Radio on Monday. He also shared this week that he thinks troops could prevent human trafficking and the smuggling of firearms and drugs, especially opioids. And Walker commented on social media, tweeting that five former presidents had sent National Guardsmen to the border. It also wouldn't be the first time that Wisconsin troops had been sent to the border. That's according to Jackie Guthrie, spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Army National Guard.
In 2006, President Bush did call for a similar support to the southern border states. That mission was known as Operation Jumpstart, where 6,000 National Guard soldiers and airmen did deploy to the border to provide security. The Wisconsin National Guard's role in that mission was approximately 1,000 soldiers and airmen.
Guthrie says in previous missions, Guard members conducted maintenance, worked as medics, and provided support to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Despite Walker's offer to send Wisconsin National Guard members, it's uncertain whether any will go. Guthrie says that at this time, the Guard has not received a request to support any missions. She says if the troops are sent, they'll remain under Walker's control, but get funding from the federal government. Guthrie says that's because President Trump's proclamation, calling for states' help, says troops would be deployed under Title 32 authority. She says that rule also affects duties National Guard members could perform at the border.
The National Guard is a unique force in that it can, under that authority, support law enforcement. However, historically, they have served in a supporting role and have not directly conducted law enforcement activities.
But Wisconsin Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan doesn't think the troops have any business at the border. He spoke out against Republican Governor Walker's offer, saying the Guard should be used only in emergencies. Pocan says there's no current situation that would justify sending Wisconsin troops out of state.
Since we have some of the lowest amount of people coming across the border right now into the United States, it's probably the opposite of the necessary situation to have some extra protection there.
Pocan says that Governor Walker appears to be choosing politics over policy in this case. The congressman says that Walker's argument that the troops would help stop the opioid epidemic doesn't hold water.
The problem with opioids is not them coming across borders. The problem is the prescription and the prevalence in the communities.
Pocan feels that with no time frame established, deployment could be indefinite, impacting Guard members and their families. Most serve one weekend a month and have full-time jobs in the community. Meanwhile, the immigrants' rights group Voces de la Frontera had more pointed words for Governor Walker and his offer to send Wisconsin troops to the border. The organization put out a statement saying Walker is catering to, quote, Trump's white nationalist rhetoric and policies. Voces de la Frontera calls the offer irresponsible and disgraceful. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM.